With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pixels, a podcast for the discerning gamer.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ubisoft edition of this E3 coverage of 2018 with me, Scott, and there's Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. It's like 11:30 there, and where are you? Are you in Paris? I forget where you're at right
no,
now.
No, I'm in Finland now.
Finland. Back in Finland. John Jagger rejoining the crew here. John, hello.
Hello. I'm back.
It's my fault you didn't know about that thing earlier. Go ahead, Patrick.
We watched the Square Enix conference earlier today, and do you know what was missing, John?
Me.
From the... Yes. That's not funny when you guess immediately.
Sorry.
You know what else you missed? Not much. There wasn't a lot in that conference.
No, but yeah, apparently the game that I caught my eye the most was also the one that Patrick was most into, is what I've heard.
The live-action
thing? Quiet
Man
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, super interested in that.
It was just... Oh, is it starting?
Yeah, it's on. We're in.
Oh, it's starting. All right. And the baby is still crying. That's terrible. Please fall asleep, baby.
I'm sure that'll work. It always works if you just wish it.
Yeah, I'm not... Yeah, wishing it usually... Yeah. So, this is Ubisoft. What are you guys... Probably aren't going to be many surprises, right? It's going to be The Division 2 and Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and we know the big things.
Some sort of Rayman will be in here, you think?
Possibly, yeah.
Kind of Rayman.
You wanting to see a Rayman?
Yeah, I want to see a Rayman.
How many rabbits do you think we see over the course of this presentation?
Ooh, I think there might be a Rabbids Mario expansion.
Yeah, or two even, like sequel. Okay.
Well, right no, I don't think sequel is too early.
What about a Wario Rabbit? That's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
What's the one where the guy jumps around town and hacks everything? What's that game?
Oh, yes. Hacker Party.
Hacker Party Jr.
Yes.
Whatever that's called.
Number three.
Third one of that, I bet.
Oh my god, I can't believe I don't remember the name of that game.
Crashmonger. Total War. I can't remember.
Surely the chat room will help.
I know, Watch Dogs, that's it.
There you go, Watch Dogs. It's the
I
dogs
couldn't remember
that you watch.
It either.
That's how memorable this whole thing is.
Oh, Ubisoft is up to its usual tricks.
Yep. Yeah.
Didn't take long.
Some weird French shit going on.
Well, I don't know that how French this is. Like, we...
There's some dancing
the
for
dancing and some. Okay, this is really weird.
If you're an audio listener, there's a panda suit guy dancing with a bunch of other
and some kind of marching band.
Yeah,
it's like Raffle Mal got back together.
Now there's like a multi-armed girl. Oh, it's just a bunch of people behind her. All right, now she's.
Is it like Just Dance promo?
Oh shit!
Kind of thing?
I feel like they always open with Just Dance.
Well, this would fit.
Oh, it's a throwdown.
Okay, now the
it's
baby
a throwdown.
Is in apocalypse mode. He's screaming at the top of his lungs. My wife is going to have to wake up. I feel so sorry.
Whoa,
I didn't need to get that close. That was a little close.
I feel like I'm in her belly.
Maybe this is the world of her belly now, but it's the same dancers and panda. That seemed like it wouldn't make sense. Although none of this makes sense. She has a squid on her head.
Yeah. Confirmed.
Squid Dance.
What's with the
Just
Nintendo
squid.
Inc. game?
Oh, there you go. Just Dance. They had Just Dance flags.
Oh.
You seem disappointed. What were you expecting?
Something not this.
I'm just worried that this makes too much sense.
Oh, look, they're doing it like it wasn't already pre-recorded.
They're doing it inside the conference. And the Ubisoft employees, of whom there are many, they all have Ubisoft t-shirts, are clapping. Yep. They seem happy about this panda marching band. The panda is dancing way too suggestively. This shouldn't be allowed.
Do you think a lot of sex happens at E3? Just kind of random partnering and hooking up?
I hope
any,
so.
Like in any other trade show, I suppose, which probably means yes.
Yeah.
Not that I would know anything about that.
Yeah, I mean, just like you guys did at Gamescom and things like that. Rocker Roo in the chat room says, "Just Stop Dancing" is the name of this game.
Well, you know what? The Just Dance promo is always a little bit weird, so let's just, if they get it out of the way immediately, it's probably not bad.
This must still sell a ton of copies, or else why do this?
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh, boy.
I think it's a good way to start your press conference. It's loud, it's confusing, nobody really knows what to do.
Yeah, I think it's probably the best place to put this.
Everything looks good by comparison.
Do you think that Jean Valjean guy that owns the joint will come out today? What's his name?
Russell Crowe.
You mean Yves Guillemot?
Yeah, that guy. Will he come out?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he must be happy about the fact that Vivendi isn't threatening to buy them out anymore.
Destroy them. I know.
Oh, that's right. This is the year where we don't have to hear them be slightly worried through the entire press conference.
Yeah, Patrick, they're probably going to be happy about all of this.
John, that, hence the jaunty dance with furries and clown ladies. Uh-huh. They're joyous about the Vivendi thing, so they're going all out with pandas and clowns.
I mean, that's what I do. Every time I've ever found out that I'm not going to be hostily taken over, I put on my panda suit and party.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like an appropriate response.
I agree. I'm still standing. Yeah.
We get it, panda. Just dance off. This is the dance them. How's it called? Walk them off. Thank them off.
The miss. A
couple more guesses. We're going to be in blue territory.
All right. Jerksoft. Ooh, oh, Ubisoft.
This
Sorry.
Looks like some hackery type of thing.
Yeah.
Watch Dogs 3.
It's space, though. Space.
Ooh, hack space. The planet.
Hack
the final frontier.
This is a hacker.
Also, planets.
Ooh, what is
the
this?
The other final frontier. And frozen rings around that planet.
SSX.
Not so final a frontier, but still.
SSX would be incredible here. Are you kidding?
We're going to ski on the rings of Saturn.
Oh, I guess they do snow or whatever is their skiing game.
Also, it's a different company.
Yeah. Oh, it's this thing again.
Oh, it's another Beyond Good and Evil 2 trailer. I mean,
we get one every year for 10 years, Patrick. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, that seems... I mean, it was nice the first time, but this time it's like... They showed the game like 2 months ago, and it was so not ready... It was, like, not even alpha state. It was... They had one scene.
I do like that monkey. Isn't he all sweary and... he's all dirty, isn't he? Like a little dirty, sweary monkey.
This looks really good, but it's, like, CG trailer, so...
I just watched this movie.
Yeah.
With a talking pig and a sleeping monkey and...
Well, that happens when you're sliding on the rings of the rings of Saturn, or whatever planet that is.
I love the idea of screwing around on the rings of Saturn. I think that's.
I mean, it's probably not Saturn, but also, I don't think rings around planets look like this. But this might be a little bit too well, actually.
Ooh, is this there's anything like a storm? Like what Beyond Good and Evil was like?
It seems like not, but I didn't play it. I never played it. So I can't speak to it.
I seriously don't understand why they made another CG trailer.
Maybe the game's like, a lot further along. Maybe they're going to surprise us here.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe this is in-game footage.
Maybe they were cleverly leading us in the wrong direction when showing this absolutely not complete demo.
They're going to come out and say, and that was rendered on a Nintendo Switch.
Gods protect us.
Oh, my. Some kind of giant space trouble.
Giant space vessel thing is destroying the other vessel.
Space crabs.
Oh, she jumps up old Star-Lord style.
Yeah, she's got space. She has some kind of suit on, the exoskeleton that wrapped around her. I mean, I love this. Everything about this is cool. I just need to, let's have a video game already.
Yeah, yeah, no. This looks really great. It's just,
Jade.
It's weird to have two amazing, oh, it's Jade.
Yeah, Jade from the first game.
Well, see, yeah. There we go. Now I actually see something that is connecting it to the first game. Now it looks like the game that I saw art of and didn't play.
Thank you.
I worked really hard not to play.
I tried to play it, but I think it didn't have controller support on PC at one point. That was hard to deal with.
Senior producer.
We are so
she called himself senior producer.
Share our progress on our space opera beyond.
Did you hear it? I'm just saying, you French guys need
wonder,
to figure it
emotion,
out.
Emotion, danger, and
senior producer.
Drama. Last year,
well, let me hear you speak French, and then we'll talk.
Captain Dakini leading the legendary crew of the Gata on a quest to discover the location and the mystery behind a deep space.
You know, my job is to irritate Patrick at the more tired he gets. That's my goal.
Shani is now captain of the Gata. And she's leading her crew into the deep, unexplored space beyond System 3 when they come face to face with their nemesis.
That's the French accent
fans
I know.
Will have recognized a ferocious young Jade.
Uh-oh. More waiting for claps. This will be great.
And Paige is back.
Hey, John, it's like Bethesda.
Chief cook of the
nothing can compete with Bethesda for
you
the amount of pause for claps.
Uma, the holistic chief medic. And Callum,
they're very holistic,
smoking
a cigarette.
And all of these legendary characters will be playing
it's
a
Bo.
Major role in our prequel.
Today, we are proud to represent our growing production team in Montpellier, Barcelona, Bordeaux, and Sofia. Thanks, everyone, for making it happen.
What happened? There's no game yet.
No, you can't just show a CG trailer again and leave the stage.
Thank you for them.
You have to show more.
Okay.
In BGE2, you are a space pirate captain in a distant galaxy near the end of the 24th century. Yep. At this year's E3, we will be showcasing a new behind-closed-doors demo offering a first look at our major location, the sacred city of Ganesha. Now, let's
behind
take
closed
a look
doors.
At our first pre-alpha gameplay footage.
Okay.
Pre-alpha,
right,
though. It's pre-alpha.
That's fine.
Pre-alpha is
yeah,
not
it's
fine.
Pre-alpha, but the game has been in development for 1 or 2 years. I think it's fine.
All right.
As long as they have some gameplay.
Ganesha is a metropolis like, filled with sacred temples, beautiful gardens, and bustling shops. But
hey,
it's also a
show us the screen, damn it.
Rife with dirty bars and dangerous
they do that thing that you hate.
I hate it.
This has been a problem for years. I don't know why they haven't figured it out yet.
From people at home don't want to see the stage.
To the very
yeah,
edge of the galaxy,
this is really annoying.
Fight on the ground and in
all right,
space
show us the screen now.
Different scales.
Hey,
and all of this
Ubisoft, show us the screen. Director
what
guy.
What we see at E3 this year is only a very small part of a much larger open universe we are creating.
Maybe they're
the
not showing it because this
fans.
Is just very short cuts of yeah. unrelated scenes from... Okay, this doesn't mean anything.
With
it's not a gameplay footage. It's
a,
like 3 seconds
in a way
cuts
that's never been done before
from
yeah.
the Space Monkey
you're right.
program.
We want our
didn't
wrong.
They say last year that you were playing as the monkey and now it looks like there's a different character? I get the feeling they're making this up as they go along.
Yeah, last year they said maybe he is playable, but maybe you pick or I don't know.
I mean, last year... it was so early. We knew it was super early, so anything can change. So it's not. I'm not surprised it's still early. What I'm surprised about is that they have such a big CG trailer. Maybe the game is going to be have tons of them. Right? Maybe they're rendering a ton of things to punctuate the story. You're going to get tons of CG trailers throughout the game. But...
is their founder, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Oh,
what?
I like that guy.
I do too, but...
yeah, Hit Record is an art initiative that he does. Pretty interesting.
Thank you.
I was almost Robin.
I love this theater. So thanks to you guys, thanks Guillaume, and thanks Gabrielle. It's really good to be here. I'm super excited to do this. For those of you who don't know, Hit Record is this thing that I've been making for a long, long time. It's really dear to me. And it's a place where people all over the world work together on short films or music or art, all kinds of projects.
Not since the first time we're making stuff Third Rock from the Sun have I been this excited.
So it's a little bit different than other like creative...
that's not true. He was excited in Inception.
Okay, how about In the Outfield? Or was that the movie?
That sounds
so,
right.
Like when we're making music,
I don't think it's. I don't think that was a movie
it's
though.
It's not just going to be a thing like a contest where people submit songs.
Oh, Angels in the Outfield. Two of them. That's what it is.
Put them in the game. We're going to be really making the songs together, and the same goes for the visual assets that we'll be creating. So, whether you're a writer, a musician, an illustrator, if you're a pro-level artist, or if you're just someone who really cares about Beyond Good and Evil and that world, and you love it and you want to be a part of it, there's going to be ways for you to contribute.
I totally buy him. He's great.
Our first creative challenges are live as of, like, now. Someone's at my office pushing the button, like, very nervous. You guys are doing great. And, yeah, so come to our site. Check out the Beyond Good and Evil 2 page at hitrecord.org.
I still don't understand what it...
that's it.
Means.
Do that shit. Thanks.
It's Scott, collaborative.
As a pro-level artist, are you going to contribute to Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Well, first I would argue your point about the pro-level part. But secondly, my art could appear in a game? Is that the point of this?
Well, they do stuff collaboratively from all over the world. Everyone records like a bit of music or a bit of video, and they put it all together.
Oh.
And I think they're going to be working to provide art assets for the game.
Now remembering there's something about this now that you say it, you describe it. I'm just teasing Ace Fox. I'm trying to be self-effacing. I don't like talking about myself. Some people like the attention. I don't.
I know. That's why I asked you, because I knew it would make you uncomfortable.
I was going to say, I wonder why John's asking. What's this?
The Division 2.
Oh, more Division. All right. That's what we need in this country, more
What's
Division.
Up, everyone? My name is Justin Kruger.
It takes place in Washington, D.C., you know.
Yeah, it does.
I'm here today to talk about our community. Our community... that inspires
this guy
us
looks like he could jump out of a closet and kick
day.
The shit out of me.
The siege team back in Montreal has actually been so inspired.
Oh no, it's Rainbow Six.
Seeing all of the millions
oh, is it Siege?
Playing our game every single day.
Siege is yeah. really taken well, off. Like they have stayed behind that game and tweaked it and made it into something people freaking love.
And I'm excited.
I'm gonna play it again.
That the Rainbow Six Siege community is now
guys. The circle in that six is
players.
A gun.
I mean, that thing's in the top three streamed games all the players. Time. Like, it's a big yes. whoop, that game now.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely is. I wish I could hug. I wonder if they're going to announce another game.
I don't know if my arms are big enough.
Oh, I don't know if they can yet. That would take to foster a long time, what they got. So
probably some kind of additional
content. As you can see,
content.
As the community grows, so does the game. Behind me, Team Rainbow has recruited the Italian GIS operators, Maestro and Alibi. Actually, this image represents 10 seasons. 40 operators and 19 maps. It is all free in-game. And if you want to get to know all of these guys a little bit better, you can play Operation Parabellum, which is playable right now. And if you want to see them in action at the top of their game, tune into the Rainbow Six Siege Pro League, kicking off on June 18th at 5 p.m. Pacific time. The world's
this makes
biggest
me want to play
esport
it.
Teams will be
I was such a Rainbow Six fan from all the way back. I loved this stuff.
And that's just one of the many ways to enjoy competitions for Rainbow Six. The sixth major is just around the corner and will be hosted.
Do you guys think that
this
Tom Clancy's up in like author heaven going, man, in November. Shit yeah, got real. Phil.
And then the sixth invitational
well,
Rainbow
I
Six
did it. Was
the Rainbow Six.
Well, yeah.
Taking place in Montreal, it's a huge impact, in February 2019.
I'm so glad I created Bing Chavez.
So, whether you're
I am
a
too.
Player,
I'm really glad
just
he did.
A fan of esports, there really is no better time to get into Rainbow.
I did, Jordan.
And with the growth of the game, the community, and the esports teams, we wanted to take a moment to reflect on some of our most influential players.
I was going to say a moment of silence.
Today, I'm excited to unveil
yeah,
a sneak
peek all these Rainbow Six players are
that is
dead.
Focused on a few familiar faces who took their love for Siege to the next level.
Here we go.
Or for Without Tom Clancy. Ado,
here's
streamers.
The first look at Another Mindset.
It's your favorite part, Scott. A focus on streamers and influencers.
Yeah. Oh, a documentary.
That is like the greatest injury to ever happen to me, only because it brought Siege to me.
What?
Well, he hurt himself, and then he started playing games, and he played Siege, and he became some kind of pro player, I'm guessing.
All right.
Did they reenact his accident? Was that a reenactment?
That's what I was wondering. It wasn't in black and white and in slow motion, so. What language is that?
Brazilian?
I love that.
Portuguese, I think.
It's beautiful sound.
Yeah, it is Brazilian Portuguese.
Acho que você tem que realmente botar toda a sua emoção dentro do jogo.
That sounded French.
No, that was also Brazilian. Oh.
Maybe it's because he has a lame ponytail.
Wow.
French people don't have ponytails.
Look, I'm just doing my job. No. I'm supposed to be poking you with this little stick.
But do it with stuff that kind of means something.
All right, fine.
He was wearing a scarf. Good looking.
What's with all these socialism ideas and putting women in video games?
I don't think women in video games is French.
No, I think that's in everything everywhere.
Socialism, sure. That can work. Ooh, exciting.
Finally.
Someone
finally
arriving on a bike?
Is that someone we're supposed to know?
No, I think you're just supposed to be happy about the concept.
Wait a minute.
Like, he left... He let his bike on the floor, but he didn't really want to break it, so he, like, held it. It was a lot less rebel than it should have been.
Oh, it's Trials.
Yeah.
I like Trials.
Yeah, this is a little bit cringeworthy.
Oh, he just shot finger guns.
Oh, my lord.
Oh, then he died.
It's almost like that's a false set.
What is... Almost.
It's a good thing he fell on that pad.
That is
terrible.
Cringy.
Guys, it's Ubisoft.
Dressing with style and getting up again. Hello.
I made the game.
Until we saw creative director of Trials and also Prime Minister of Finland. Now I'm pleased to announce.
Is he finished?
Trials is back.
Yeah.
And it's bigger than ever.
I mean, I think that joke only works if that's true.
It's still better than that guitar guy yesterday, or that singing guy. Tidy McWhite Pants.
Oh, the one from Bethesda at the beginning?
Yeah.
The guy.
I don't know. At least it was like a genuine song. This was really cringeworthy.
Yeah.
He just, like, arrived on a bike and then fell. And that's it.
Yeah. I'm going to turn that down a little. Here we go. All right. It's Trials, guys.
Yeah.
Motorcycles, doing jumps, flips. Impossible.
It's basically Excite Bike, but in 3D.
Do you see the devil back there? That's Diablo 4 confirmed.
We're back.
Anytime you see a big devil, I'm in my Diablo.
No, I think it could happen, you know. Diablo is not a very successful franchise for Blizzard, so maybe they would sell it to Ubisoft to see if they can make a little bit of money with it.
Yeah, see if they can figure out a way to squeeze some juice out of that orange.
Yeah. You know, we live in a... We're making an Elder Scrolls 6 world now. I think they can acknowledge they're making Diablo 4.
Chat says I sound
Trials
like...
Trials Rising.
Ooh, look at the graphics on him. Oh, he's that guy again. Never mind. Okay, no. Go back. It's not funnier when you...
Trials Rising takes you around the world to iconic locations. Never ride alone, and competition is everywhere.
He has a very Finnish accent.
But competition is nothing.
He looks like he's about to build a turret.
And our community has always been without the trials. In Trials Rising, we work with our players more than ever.
In like 10 different video games, 10 different team shooters. He's an amalgamation of all of them. His name's Fat Shady.
Oh, my baby! Okay, is that his brother?
You made a
or
mess.
Some kind of clone?
Well, thank you, Auntie, and hello, everyone.
Professor Fat Shady.
On the front.
No, this doesn't work.
Because it's challenging, but so rewarding.
Maybe he's like a community dude, and that's his handle?
Well, he's British.
With the harder levels.
Oi!
How does that mean anything?
I created Oi! University of Trials.
He says things like,
a YouTube
Oi!
Channel dedicated to mastering trials writing. Now, before I go on,
is he a community guy or
it is his Nick, right his now. Nickname, Fat Shady, Professor Fat Shady, and he has a apparently a YouTube channel where he teaches trials stuff.
But when Redlinks began work on Trials Rising, they approached me to design and create all of the tutorial content within the game. It has been an amazing experience for me, but I wasn't the only one involved.
20 University of Trials is his channel.
There. I've been involved in the development of this game for the last 2 years.
I don't
want to
sound like the guy who judges people on their following, but he has 8,000 subscribers on YouTube on his videos.
What? Really?
Register online.
I would have thought game.com. They must have hired him or something.
Later this year.
I mean,
They did.
Okay.
He's doing the tutorial videos for the game, apparently. Or maybe he's just really good. He does great content.
Yeah, he must be. It's obviously very niche, but that's totally fine. Whatever.
Yeah, of course. I'm just surprised.
Yeah, me too. I thought that would be like some huge deal. Like, I should know who that is or something.
February 2019 on PlayStation 4. Xbox One, PC, and the first time ever, also Nintendo Switch.
Oh, coming to the Switch.
Also Nintendo Switch.
I can't play it in Finland. It's too cold for me to do it. There's the snow and ice.
You are E3. Come to our booth, and we'll show what Trials is about. Crashing with style and getting up again. Let's get out.
Let's go.
Thank you,
Let's
everyone. Go.
This is the best.
Let's get out. Okay, that was factual.
I've changed my mind on that guy completely. I love him now.
Now you like him?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Didn't take long.
No. All right, here we go.
You know, Finns are usually like that. The first time you see them, you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then they grow on you.
They grow on you very quickly. Although, like you, your wife's accent has never sounded Finnish to me the way you don't ever sound French to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I kind of want to play this. Ouch. Oh my god.
Trials is great.
This is the thing about Trials. I've never understood why you would want to be involved in a competition where your death was insured at the end. Because at the end, you die, no matter what.
Oh my god, that is brutal. It has a little air of burnout, that crash mode.
Yeah. Yeah, big time.
I really like this. You know, this is doing more to convince me to play Trials, Rising, than anything else.
All right, Diablo 4 confirmed. There's horns on those things down there. February 2019, catch it.
I like Trials. It's good.
I do too. I don't have any bad things to say about Trials. I always enjoyed it.
Okay, redeemed. I like it.
What's that?
The Division 2.
Oh, right.
Is it only Ubisoft employees in the...
Yeah, there's no host. There's no host this year.
No, I mean in the room, in the theater.
Oh, maybe. A lot of t-shirts.
They put a lot of suction into those air kisses.
Look at this. It's only Ubisoft. Maybe they put all the employees at the front and the journalists are like on the balcony or at the back. And chaos spread across
the nation. 7 months later, I want to buy him a jacket that fits. Is that bad?
But America. No, I think this is.
It's been my lucky jacket since I was 12.
The problem with that jacket is that he also has a shirt that's too large below it.
Right.
So
it's like a weird.
And his pants are horribly saggy.
I mean, no, you know, do your thing, but. Ugh.
I don't want to be the guy who judges people on their appearances. I'm not. He's fine. It's just I'm judging his clothes and his sense of style.
Yeah, his style choices. That's different. That's a subjective.
It's not horrible. It's
right.
There's just a lot going on.
Yeah, yes. It's hard to take it all in, really. Hey, this is real footage. Or if it's not, I'm blown away.
I don't think so.
No, this is a virtual person.
Yes.
Oh, that's really good lighting.
Welcome to Westworld, Scott.
The lighting is what's getting it. It's that HDR, yeah.
That HDR on your SDR.
Yeah, up on the TRD.
Look how life was beautiful before the infection destroyed the world.
Or lots of it.
Or no, this is after. They've built something for themselves.
Yeah, this is like a...
But outside is dangerous.
Yeah.
Outside.
Get hit by a paper airplane.
Yeah, but she's spreading her word that, that horse needs a sandwich. You see that horse? Ugh.
Somebody get this horse a sandwich.
Dude, this is rough.
Look, people are dying.
Oh, right into the goop. Oh, she's not nice.
Lara Croft has really come a long way.
It's a little crossover we didn't expect. Lara Croft in The Division 2. Did he shoot him? Or did he just cock it?
I think he just cocked it, but he might shoot him now.
This is a kinder, gentler Ubisoft.
Division?
No.
Yeah, they just cock their guns at each other.
Yeah.
Well, bullets are expensive.
I could almost smell that as they went over that.
This is what happened. Listen, if you want to know why government is important, I'm talking to you Americans right now.
Okay.
If you want to know why government is important, they make all of this shit run. And when they're not there anymore, that's what happens. You get the division and chaos and infections in the street and people cocking their gun at each other.
A bunch of boring enemies that are just people.
Yeah, I didn't realize... I mean, this is what art does, right? It speaks to... A lot of video games about a lot of dystopic ideas right now.
Unlike... Oh, no. Don't shoot her. Okay. He just cocked. Oh, no. He shot her. Why?
Because the world has gone to crap. Chaos reigns.
World of paper airplanes and good times. It's a world of Tom Clancy.
Tom Clancy.
The poetry of this paper plane. Oh, it's got a message.
It says, help who?
Help, but like where? What are you gonna do? You just like this is DC, the entire city in front of you.
Yeah, you're gonna shoot people till it gets better. It's the American way.
I think that works.
The world is a vampire. Alright, who we got? Oh, it's a triple feet.
The triple threat's back, Jack.
Yep, I'm back.
You are the last line of defense for those civilians.
Tiny jacket, big pants, can't lose.
If you fail, history.
Skinny guy in a tiny jacket.
If you succeed,
History will remember the few brave heroes who fought to save dying nations.
Okay.
Yeah, but also if you succeed, the game's over, so you're probably not going to be succeeding so quickly.
There's no end.
Clear impact.
Exactly.
In the Division 2, Washington, D.C. must prepare for the greatest threat it has ever encountered.
Well, it's had a lot of practice recently.
Face it, you and your fellow agents will need to bring your equipment, tactical abilities to the next level.
He put a little bit too much emphasis on equipment. It was like, your equipment!
Your equipment! And then paused for effect.
Progression path by picking a specialization.
Sharpshooter, demolitionist, and survivalist.
They have classes now.
I would do demolitionist in a freaking heartbeat. And by the way, that makes it a lot more Destiny-like. If you didn't think it was already a lot like Destiny, having three distinct classes now?
But also I've got a theory about his jacket. Tools and
abilities, give it.
Including a theory.
Okay.
Was it an item from the Division?
I think he has an inappropriate for work shirt, and somebody made him cover it up.
And they grabbed the closest jacket they could find. I like John's thinking.
You can't go out like this. Speaking. Come on, teamwork. Put my jacket on. But
it's
Fred,
it's not
too small.
It's not a real penis.
I can't go out like this.
Yeah.
That's not a Fred jacket. That's a Stephanie jacket.
Or maybe Fred.
Raids. See,
raids.
They're going full Destiny here. That's fine.
Well, yeah, I hope they go full Destiny when Destiny was good.
Yeah, like better than Destiny would be great right now, since Destiny's not really doing great. I have played the Division. I enjoyed it.
Working on the first game.
First raid, you'll be fighting the Fire Lord, Ragnaros.
Frequent major content updates.
I just want more single player in this stuff.
We're ready to
I know I'm going against the grain, I guess, but
for year one.
I just like solo, like run around and do missions. DLCs,
the form of episodes. Each one will bring new story, new areas to explore, and new activities. The best part, all of these episodes
it's
will be
free.
Completely free for everyone.
Oh, that's cool.
You can always tell when the chat's riveted by the press conference when they're like, this is a nice theater they're in.
I don't know if they went full Destiny
in
the first game.
Everyone's doing free DLC for every game now.
Well, especially
kind of amazing.
Ubisoft themselves seem to really be pushing that way.
30-minute deep dive.
There's a lot of PR pushback from
our post show. As you can see,
by the way, playing video games in the sun outdoors, it's a terrible experience. Why would you do that?
Until then.
So we're going to see 30 minutes after the conference.
This is history's defining moment. Hope for the future lies in you, agents of the Division. Thank you.
That's never happened. Vote,
he should have said, voters of America. I mean, agents of the Division.
Okay, well, this sounds nice. I'll check it out. I wasn't a big fan.
Oh, man, this stuff.
The first one.
This stuff's
but...
really on the nail and business. Let's just.
Hey, is everybody feeling uncomfortable? Prepare to feel it more.
I like the environments a lot in this game. In the first one, anyway. I thought it was great.
I liked the snowy setting in the first one.
That's because you like snowy settings.
Yeah. Yeah, bright and sunny. That's like, this is what it looks like outside right now.
Yeah, that's just normal life for you.
Yeah, like that's literally by the pool right now.
Stop shooting helpless people. That's really mean.
It's a horrible thing to do to a person, is to shoot them in the head. Whoa.
So that's going to be a thing that you shoot for 15 hours.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's the other thing I wanted to complain about. The multiplayer in that game, I didn't like... The boss fights just felt like I was just bullet soaking. I didn't think it was tactically interesting. It's just, how many bullets can I put into that guy?
Oh yeah, that was a big criticism of that game. I'm guessing they are going to address that.
Yeah.
And change it somehow. I mean, to be honest, in Destiny it was kind of the same, but it feels less weird. I'm with John on this. It feels less weird when you're shooting aliens.
Right.
Okay, release March 15th.
Oh, John, you're getting your wish.
Here's some rabbits.
Rabbits, right up, all up in
action.
It. Yep. Like a full rabbits game? I don't think this is a Mario joint because they'd do different things for that. Oh, they're pulling something on stage.
That's a drum set?
It's a drug set. Oh, you said drum set.
I think it's a drum set.
Oh, I hope they do a band thing.
Rock band rabbits.
Are the rabbits going to come out and play some music?
I'm Xavier Manzanares, lead producer. And it's an honor to be back here 1 year after we announced for the first time and released the game.
He looks like me in 2002.
So, as a team, I just wanted to thank all of you.
It says hashtag Mario Rabbids.
And all the feedback we received. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Mario Rabbids. I didn't see the hashtag. Duh.
They're going to do a sweet Mario
cover.
Have
a band.
So we also started a year ago to work on a brand new adventure. And with a
did you guys hear that?
Well,
yeah, he started to turn into two people. But
we love Donkey Kong. So for today...
I want to see half of them split off like in a, like a spirit and turn into Muimoto. I'm a back what's his name?
Miyamoto.
Muimoto.
That's his torrent character in World of Warcraft.
Thank you.
I'm trying to listen to what he's saying.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, but did you say something really funny?
No, it was dumb.
It was okay.
Oh. It was very dumb.
So, well, it can be both.
It was a six.
It was dumb. Okay, they're doing music now.
So this is just like to celebrate the Donkey Kong DLC? That's it?
I don't know. I need to get back to that game. I played a ton of it, but I didn't finish it. I liked it a lot.
What?
Well, hold on to your butts.
Donkey Kong.
That's not how Donkey Kong sounds.
I'm a good Donkey Kong rap.
I get that they're trying to do some things that are different.
Oh, this is so Ubisoft, though. This is so them.
I mean,
especially the live band.
We've had the weird marching band panda in the beginning, the cringy Trials crash, and this musical bit.
I don't know why they need a live band for it.
No, it's a thing. They're doing a thing. I mean, they could just show us the trailer with the music in the background.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I get that it's the live band is making it like more of an event, but
that lady's like all Lita Ford back there. Also, look at that Tron cello. That's cool.
The goal is to puzzle me, then they're succeeding.
It's a new puzzle game, Patrick.
I think they're just adding Donkey Kong to Mario Rabbids, and they're having a live band play the music for the trailer. That's it.
We already knew that, didn't we?
I didn't know if we knew. I haven't. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
Okay. No. It's already been announced. We've known for like 2 weeks or more.
Well, here's your trailer.
Donkey Kong Adventure DLC. So they're just making music for this. And sure, why not? Why not? It's just weird.
This makes me want to play it again. I really enjoyed it. It's like XCOM without being so punishing. I think John would really like it.
Maybe.
I mean, you
like XCOM a lot.
Yeah, and you like tactics and turn-based, like, hide behind a thing and do a thing kind of deals.
Yeah. It's kind of a, it's kind of a Blizzardification of a genre.
Yeah. A little bit. Kind of easy to get into. That girl's, is that underwear or what are we doing here? Yeah, she's just
it's
in her,
music,
she
Scott.
Left her, she left her dress in the back. It's fine. Hey, you,
it's music. They're not going to be coming dressed in like tuxedo. And
Scott goes into dad mode. Oh, you're going to go out in that.
She's got like a Tron cello and in her underwear. Okay, now what? Awkward stage.
They got to wheel the instruments off stage. Yeah. Please hold.
Yeah, please hold. And now, Francois
Debonair.
Rayman Maker.
Oh, they're lowering the screen. They're lowering the screen.
Okay, I'm guessing that pirate ship thing. It's their pirate.
Skull and Bones?
Yeah, Skull and Bones.
Right.
Nope. Oh, yep, this is it. This is totally it.
It's been delayed, right?
Getting good at this. Yeah.
It was over. The old guard was wiped out. Those who kneeled were now at the gates of hell.
Is that
tough? They were killing us off, burning our seas from shore to shore.
That voice, that's what's his name? Greyjoy, Theon Greyjoy.
We thought there was no way the Empire could win this game.
I don't like him.
The tide turned in our favor.
He's mean.
I think it's him.
That singer's brother.
Yeah. Mikey Von Patuti. I have no idea.
In our new Eden, there was only one rule.
Oh, Theon Greyjoy, not the Ramsay dude.
No, not Ramsay
okay,
kid.
Fine.
Theon.
Yeah, okay.
Theon's kind of a jerk too, but
yeah, but he's trying to be nice. He's just not managing, and he's also a little bit of a coward. Which, in the face of what he was facing, I mean, arguably he's not a coward. He's just not dumb and suicidal. Now it was our turn. Very curious how a piracy game would work, like gameplay wise.
Well. Think Black Flag. That's what this is all based on.
I guess. Yeah. At the top of the food chain. But I think if naval combat is the only thing you do, it would be a little bit too repetitive. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think there's more to it. I think they want to be the Sea of Thieves that Sea of Thieves didn't quite manage.
Hmm.
I really like the vibe.
The intro is really pretty.
Yeah, this all looks real nice.
In a dog-eat-dog world.
I don't know why Theon's only talking
to a white man, a black man, and a woman.
Well, yeah, you gotta have
like old social justice warrior stuff.
Yeah, look at this. What a bunch of cucks. See? Got another chance to do it. I got to say that word again. I'm trying to diffuse it from its evil nature by making fun of it.
You ever think there was a time where a pirate was like... Then let us set sail, and someone who thought they were a funny pirate said, "Let's get cracking." And of course,
ruthless pirate. This guy's American, and he's wearing one of your dumb scarves. But there are no heroes.
Well, he's trying to integrate into a French company. Ubisoft Singapore.
And for they just found out now that they're hearing him speak. Awaiting this moment
to invite you, our fans. He's in Singapore. He got out of there just in time, dude. It's a good time for him to be here. About to get weird there.
In Singapore. In the
Caribbean. President Trump and Kim Jong-un are meeting.
Oh, well. So
you know, major school, international news, Ocean, I guess. Home
to the richest yeah, but I don't think, world, like, you're contaminated if you're a country.
No, I mean, it's just, I bet it's crazy there is all I'm thinking.
And you? You're going to steal every
contaminating
last fucking point. First, you need a target. You pick up intel on a heavily guarded frigate. Fat with African diamonds meant for the Grand Mogul of India.
P-H-A-T.
No pirate has ever been this stoked.
Will help you claw your way to the top.
He's so excited.
To become the pirate that no empire can take down. Second, you must know your hunting ground. are reactive. An evolving world is reflected in what we call fortunes. Presented to you by Taljeed, the fortune teller. Now, fortunes reveal changes in factions,
Taljeed,
and the trade routes themselves.
That's racist.
Today, Taljeed reveals favorable winds. That means more merchants to rob, but also more competition. And now I'm proud to share with you the essence of Skull and Bones, a shared world where every player encounter matters. Will you fight or will you ally? This is what we call the hunting grounds. All right, pirates, let's head to the hideout and have a great E3.
What's amazing is how I understood all of that.
Yeah, that's a good sign, I think. In your hideout, deep within the Chagos. Why is he only talking in my right ear?
It's a pirate thing.
On your right, obviously.
Oh. This hidden pirate
den provides everything you need. The parrot on your left shoulder is blocking the sound. Come on!
From your shipyard. Oh, this looks so cool.
The strong winds will boost its speed, giving his battering ram a devastating punch.
Fight. What's it gonna be? Next. Oh, so you choose your ship. They have different
types. This is way more my speed. I like this a lot. Rockets are
blazing fast. You equip it. It's yeah.
With everything loaded. Sick epic wheel.
The winds are strong and the day is clear. If the navigation feels like it did in Black Flag, that's already cool. I just want to see what they layer on top of it.
Black Flag is my favorite Assassin's Creed.
It's a great game. I really like the last one, but that fort is too
strong to simply sail past. I have not played the one in Egypt, I should say, so I may have.
Origins is quite good. I kind of wish you had another year to discover it instead of them pumping out another one already, but.
I don't know. I'm excited about ancient Greece. Another tool in the
pirate's arsenal. Greece is definitely a setting that calls to me a bit more than Egypt. So yeah. I might actually jump into that one and have to come back to. You tried to
creep past. Well, you know how I am with those deserts, man. I love them. They will see it through our guides.
Portuguese merchant and escort. That's the job I want on the pirate ship.
Get up there.
That's all I want to do.
Portuguese merchant. Plot the optimal course for an intercept. Rigging your sails for speed. You want to catch your victim off guard. Does this multiplayer only? Do we know that yet? We don't know that.
No, it's a shared world. So you intercept. It's like PvE, but there can be someone that will, you know, ruin your day.
You're
trying to accomplish your mission.
But it's not me and 20 of my friends on my boat, right? It's just me.
No, I don't think so. No,
I'm down with
that. I think you control one vessel. Everyone controls one vessel.
Okay, I like that a lot. I don't like jobs on a boat. I want the boat to be the thing I do, not a dude on a boat.
Sounds like you want to be the captain.
I want to be everything about it. I want to turn when I want to. I want to control that. I want to shoot when I want to.
So you board, and when you board, do you actually have some... Oh, no, you just won. Okay.
Yeah, we did. You do this in Black Flag. It's the same idea, really. Look at that water, dude. Jeez. That water looks awesome.
Oh, but now they're going to be attacked.
By a Kraken! Oh.
No. The PvP. Portuguese frigate ahoy. At the helm
is a commodore. Yeah, those were pretty good ships, but I'm glad they changed it to ships ahoy. It's easier to say.
Yeah. I like Jerry's dad on Seinfeld called them Chip Ahoys.
I just want to play the guy up in the crow's nest. He just goes around in circles and looks at stuff.
Oh, look. There, he has friends.
Yeah,
showing up to help with the fight.
See, if this is the co-op where it's you have a boat, I have a boat, not you're driving and I'm firing. Oh, dude.
What you're saying is you don't like Sea of Thieves.
I'm saying that that's where Sea of Thieves breaks for me, and that this is what I would prefer if that's what I'm looking at here. I have genuine excitement for this game. I'm actually very excited about it. Of all the publisher stuff at E3, Ubisoft's always, not always, often my favorite, because they're just giving me so many different things. They have how many studios now? Like a trillion?
The Commodore turns his cannons on you.
Maybe not a trillion.
Absorbing the first blow.
Jeez. It's not absorbing.
This looks really epic.
It really does. They're capturing it, man.
Yeah.
Hope it comes with a British guy to narrate the whole thing, because that's adding something for me.
I agree.
The Jaeger slips into position with his powerful cannon.
The Jagger. He called it the Jagger. Oh, I'm sorry. The Jaeger.
That's my ship.
Well, the Jaeger should be a giant robot that you get into to fight.
I mean, if we're talking, I mean, this is basically a multiplayer shooter, but your character is a giant boat, and it's what I want. This is what I want. Oh my lord!
Oh wow, they're ramming it.
Ramming
speed.
They used
the battering ram they talked about.
Yeah.
The pirate pals are victorious.
We've got to go back to port and fix everything, though. It's all busted.
Ooh, now his friends.
We've blown our ship to shit.
Now they're fighting to get the gold.
Pirate pals no longer.
Dude, I want that game.
Yeah, I don't think it's my jam, but it's definitely impressive.
Absolutely my jam. That got me all wild, riled up. Also, I've had some caffeine.
If we all played that game, Scott, which pirate do you think would turn on the others first?
Who plays a rogue in World of Warcraft?
That's your nice way of saying me.
Yes, John will turn on us. Well, Bo would run into something on purpose just to laugh at himself.
You're completely safe.
Okay, this is the
hacker. I feel like you would sink Bo's boat and go, oh, you're Gorath.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's Frodo.
Oh, it's Transference.
It's Frodo.
Hello, everyone. My name
is... It's that thing we saw last year and didn't really understand.
So we're known for our film content. We're also avid gamers. And the opportunity to partner with
Ubisoft...
Oh,
you're not
really
known for your film content.
Sam.
My name is Benoit Chez.
Sam.
Together.
So Transference is that weird live-action thing.
Yeah.
Of video games, enabling us to
last year,
unique,
it seemed like it was shown and then nothing. And everyone thought it just was going to go away.
Have
but
you ever
here it is.
Dreamed of entering someone else's consciousness? Exploring their darkest thoughts and most intimate secrets?
I don't mean to, Mr. Frodo.
I follow you under the very fires of game development, Mr. Frodo.
First-person exploration game into a chilling
potatoes!
To escape, you must go hands-on to search for clues, solve puzzles while shifting.
I came here from Command and Conquer.
Each family member,
and it's Kane.
The mystery.
This fall in VR and on traditional platforms.
Let me tell you and Hollywood star Elijah Wood about Tiberia.
The most precious material on earth.
This is Transference.
All right, let's take a look, Mr. Frodo.
What's going on?
I wish the ring hadn't come to me, Sam.
Here's mine.
You know, from Lord of the Rings, Patrick.
You're gonna sit here real soon.
Oh, right. No, yes, yeah. I get it.
Just hold still.
Don't believe this is his eyes.
It looks like it's filmed by me. Like some kind of shitty filming.
Did you film this, Scott?
No.
Are you comfortable? I know this rig's a bit cumbersome, but that's always the way with these new prototypes, huh?
Eighth guest.
So this isn't live action. They
no,
mix.
It's
both.
A mix. See.
All you have to do is just be.
That's some porno level stuff right there.
I know things haven't been so great lately. Okay,
so
I do. I've been a lousy father.
I'm unable.
Lousy husband too.
You should go to sleep.
Yeah, he looks like some kind of.
But a hell of a Stephen King impression. Now.
This is my red piano
change. Eighth guest.
We're all going to be together.
I also have a guitar.
All of our hard work. Reverse the process. All of our sacrifices. That's my gift to you. us.
I'm intrigued.
Help me, please!
I have no idea what it is, but...
Some kind of horror game or movie thing.
Really?
Why are you doing this?
I love you, son. I love you with all of my heart.
Get the ring to Mordor. Look at that 70s style logo. I kind of like that.
Oh, it's this fall, so you'll be able to not care about it very soon.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's all right. It could be really compelling.
Oh, it's Evgemo? I don't know. Oh, Diablo. It looks like
Diablo 4. Yeah.
Devils in space.
Nephilim.
You are now on an alien planet.
I'd play that.
Oh, it's that Toy to Life game where your controller becomes a spaceship.
Oh, is it? I forgot that was them. So. I thought there was somebody else.
Yeah. They really do have a studio in every single city on Earth.
They really do. They're positioned to rule it all if they ever... I don't know. I mean, they kind of already do, but... Like, this is so impressive beyond EA or Activision or anybody. They just blow my mind. Sheer amount of production.
The more of us there are, the stronger each of us is.
Exactly.
We're gonna stop Space Devil. We're gonna need plucky teens.
How else will you stop the Space Devil?
Have they missed the boat on Toys to Life? I think they have.
Toys
it looks
to
cool,
Life.
But who's gonna do that, really?
Not me. And
I
most...
already do it. I don't know how you all play video games.
I don't think even kids are gonna want to do this.
Kids are playing Fortnite now. I don't think they're gonna go to build a spaceship on your controller game. October 16th, I guess we'll see.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I felt about it last time either.
I feel about the same as I did last time.
I'm Laurent Melville, creative director on Starlink Battle for Atlas. Last year,
Fratless.
We revealed our modular Starship innovation to the world and showed you how players could reconfigure it instantly to adapt to any challenge. This year, we're excited to show you what the depth of the open world that we've built.
I'm surprised by my own words.
Whoa!
We're going to take you on a journey. 400 light years away from Earth, to Atlas star system.
I like the fantasy of it, but I'm afraid it's
local factions,
it's too late.
And forge your alliance. Upgrade your pilots, starships.
Forge your alliance?
Yes, forge your you make lions. Combos to save big lions and tigers lions and stuff.
Yeah. Fire lion.
Here at Ubisoft, we Atlas only wear denim clothes.
And our heroes will need all
deep
the
blue.
They can get.
We look like we're
denim.
Well, it's whatever that is.
A different material. But...
Let's just call it denim.
Ah.
I like the stylized look of this world. It's like Star Wars Rebels or something.
Yeah, Clone Wars or yeah. Rebels.
Star Fox. Colin.
Is that Slippy? Do a barrel roll.
Fox!
Do a barrel roll. Well, that was a frog.
It is Star Fox!
What?
Oh my god.
What? Shut up.
Let's rock and roll.
It is Star Fox.
What in the shit? Boy, this Nintendo...
Okay, that is unexpected.
This Nintendo partnership is very odd. That they have.
Yeah, I mean, it gets a few. Wait, that's a different game?
No.
I thought it was like Star Fox in Starlink.
It is.
It is, okay.
So, what they're saying is we have a deal with Nintendo that we can do like two of these games. Oh, look, it's Shigeru Muji. It's Mujimoto. Oh, no, it's not. No, it's a little French guy, sorry.
It's Evgemo. But this is just a ship in the game. It's not like
Right.
Welcome Star Fox installing Battle for Atlas.
It's going to turn a couple of heads, but I don't think maybe some people are going to take a look at it now, but
how discouraging is it though that people like are kind of meh on your game, then you show Star Fox and everyone's like, yeah.
I don't think is anyone going yeah all of a sudden.
Yes, I'm looking at the chat. It goes from nobody caring to what? LOL? What? LOL? Give me that. Oh yeah.
Because they're 90s kids and they love Star Fox.
Yeah, I don't think I doubt all of those people who said that in the chat. How many of you guys are actually going to go and buy the game because of Star Fox?
Not me.
Exactly. It's like it's still it's surprising, but.
Mr. Miyamoto. Oh, I told you, Midgetimoto, Manjimoto was going to come out. Mihanjimoto. The original Jumpman.
Hello, how are you?
These guys are, they always seem like they're actual friends to me.
Yeah.
What if they started making out and like disrobing? What would you guys do?
I would focus on talking to you and not looking at it.
I know you were coming today, so I came with a gift. You know, it's the first prototype of the vessel that you research so.
Oh.
Do you like it?
I have 400 of these in Japan.
Super. So, thank you very much. It is.
He started speaking French. It was cute.
A vessel that has been created.
I want to just like hang out with him. Look at him.
So happy to see you backstage. So let's go and join them. Thank you.
They did this last year. They love this whole, like, those two together thing.
I mean, obviously, you get some press if Miyamoto just shows up. He did nothing. Literally, he did nothing. And still, you're going to see some articles going like, oh, Miyamoto does a surprise appearance at Ubisoft again for Starlink. Like, that's a brilliant PR move. But
yeah.
For everyone else, Starlink will launch on all consoles on October 16th with Star Fox as an exclusive Nintendo Switch experience.
Oh, so that game on all their platforms, I get it. All right. So, you know what it reminds me of? It's like Soul Calibur. Remember when they did that? Put in a link for the
obviously game. Star Fox is only available on the Switch. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Check out starlinkgame.com to pre-order the game right after the conference. Thank you so much for being here today, and have a great E3.
I mean, the thing is with that, either it's a good game and it doesn't need the
Star
toy
Fox
thing.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Right. And or I don't know.
Yeah,
or it's a bad game.
Is it something I could just do with buttons? Is my question. Because I bet it is. I bet you don't need to attach something to my controller. Just assign it to a button. It's not like a.
I don't know.
I'm weirded out about that.
For Honor.
They've been backing this game up too a lot, like fixing it, tweaking it, rubbing it.
Yeah, those. I mean, the three success stories are Rainbow Six, For Honor, and what's the third one? Hitman. Kept. I mean, it's not Ubisoft for Hitman, but
right. Same kind of deal.
Those three games have been incredibly well supported.
I would also put Doom on that list. Game that could have been.
Well, no,
terrible.
I mean, no. Doom is not a game that was that launched badly and that was improved throughout the months. So.
That's a good point. Constant balancing
and new training tools. Not badly.
That's a game I expected to launch badly, and somehow they got it right. Commitment.
Yeah.
You've helped us enrich the
Okay, what's
experience.
That tattoo? Hold on.
Thank you.
It's a dagger.
Like a shing. I play a lot of Assassin's Creed. Shing.
But actions speak louder than words, right? In celebration of E3, we are inviting new players to join. So,
okay,
if
cool.
you haven't played For Honor yet, now is your chance.
Patrick.
Starting today and until next Monday, we are giving away the PC Starter Edition on Uplay. Download it this week on PC, and it's yours for free.
So this,
I'm doing it.
The Starter Edition, I'm doing it now as well. The Starter Edition is a cheaper version where The in-game purchases are more expensive than if you buy the full version.
Right.
Just so you know.
Yeah, no, it's like, I think, I'm pretty sure Rainbow Six has a similar deal. He's cool. He's now my favorite French person, Patrick. I'm sorry, but he's taking over for you. I apologize.
No, it's fine. I get it. He has a cool tattoo. I don't.
He seems really rad. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things since launch. No, this is supposed to be just rad. And they've really supported it and gotten behind it. And...
Oh, wait. It's Neo. He's seeing the Matrix.
That's lag.
Hey, lag. Listen, women didn't... Oh, so, no, Siri, I didn't ask you about the Matrix.
Siri, what? Men aren't in, or women aren't in your phone. What?
Women didn't fight. This For Honor thing isn't historically accurate.
Yeah, I want out, cucks. There, I got to say it again. I'm going to destroy that word. I'm going to burn it down one day at a time.
Everybody knows that girls can't wander around when time freezes. That's just
exactly.
Not historically accurate.
This is completely inaccurate.
This is the worst lag you've ever had in the game.
She's gonna get banned.
Claim For Honor Starter Edition for free. Okay.
Ubisoft there service is currently unavailable. You can try again later or switch to offline mode. It's overwhelmed.
Well, I got it. I think everyone's been doing that.
Yeah.
Should I download it now?
Ooh. Old men with beards didn't fight in a war.
This is completely historically inaccurate.
This is historically...
Everybody knows the only person who fought with hook blades was the Mortal Kombat character Cabal.
That's right. And he was and he was a man. He was a man's man. That's a lot of Ubisoft orange out there.
Did he change his shirt?
He did.
Should I download For Honor now?
Yeah, do it.
Streaming stuff.
Well, how's your internet? I thought you had gigabit.
Let's see.
For the rest of the panel,
baby. Diaper.
Diaper. What?
But I got For Honor at least.
Yeah. I've been wanting to try it, so I'm going to get it. And I can't get in, so this is great. And most ambitious additions far. But this guy's a badass. This update not
be complete without answering a huge request. I don't know. Now that I know that he changed his shirt, the only thing I can think about is that he ran backstage and tore his shirt off, and people thought that was normal. You
know what it is? They got a good culture. So please,
allow me to introduce Castle you to this new mode.
Castle Siege. Did he say, let me show you this new mode, bitch? Is that what he said?
Breach.
Oh, breach. Let me show you this new mode, bitch!
We brought out Jesse Pinkman to talk about new game features.
Mr. White! Bitch! Chatroom, thanks for being with us, by the way. We haven't done that enough to thank you. It's nice to hang out with you guys over the last couple days. Alright, here you go. Men in considerable armor.
Alright, 52 gigs downloading now.
Really? 52 gigabytes? That's bigger than...
Playable in 9 minutes.
I was going to say, wow, it's like 80 now. Never mind. Used to be 40. Oh, jeez. What was that move?
I've never seen Baraka do that. Or no, it's not Baraka, Cabal.
That's Cabal. Cabal.
Cabal.
Baraka
has the wrist blade.
Wrist blade, right. He's basically single blade Wolverine.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's like a monk style guy?
What? Yeah.
Is that in the game now? You're still just controlling one dude, right? You're just a guy when you play? Okay. Or a girl.
I mean,
yeah, you're just a girl in the world.
I'm just a girl in the world. This armor is so cool.
I'm just a girl.
You'd think I'd regret making that reference and causing that, but I don't.
Ooh, The Crew 2 with Mario Kart.
Hi, everyone. I'm Delphine Dosset, brand director on The Crew 2. In just a few days, freedom will be yours. Freedom to get your hands on your dream car, bike, boat, or plane, and unleash your passion for motorsports all across the United States.
Say motorsports the way she did.
The Crew 2 releases on
motorsports.
Motorsports.
I'm very happy to announce that the open beta will be available on PlayStation 4.
How come everyone's Xbox French in this company, even though they're all over the world? Are you guys a little bit xenophobic? You won't hire anybody who's not your like you, or what's the deal?
Right now, so you'll be ready to hit the road.
Pre-do the open beta right now.
Scott, person who points out every accent he hears, is worried about xenophobia.
The crew could use some better. It could use something. I didn't like that first game, but I'll bet they could pull it off. I guess.
Well, so
what I'm getting at is
the thing is,
yeah,
you have like all types of moving things in the world, like cars and boats and planes and bikes and tractors and
helicopters.
Apparently,
yeah.
Jetpacks. Rollerblades.
Whoa. Airplanes that are not following air traffic control regulations at all.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like the cars follow car traffic regulations.
And then you play that game we saw earlier with the motorcycles.
If you have to race a plane and you're on a car in a car, it seems like an unfair race. I'm just saying.
Jeez, that boat is not where it should be. I really like the concept of the crew, and I think it was just a really bold idea without the execution, so maybe two can do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
And also, I keep alluding to, I feel like Ubisoft has earned our trust with a lot of stuff lately. Like, the way that they'll stick with a thing and make it right, even when it's not right. Seems like, I don't know, I'm behind that. I want them to be like that company. And they seem to be that company.
Well, you can preload it right now.
But it's all in French. I mean, with a French accent.
Okay, I'm
ooh,
in.
There you go. Odyssey.
Yeah, this is Odyssey. Oops. Okay, I actually really like these.
How can a child save us all?
Shit.
If he's sentenced to die.
Oh, because he's Leonidas.
Tell me, Nikolaus.
Of Sparta.
Nikolaus.
Tell me before you let our son go.
Nikolaus.
Father?
Oh, this is Sparta, buddy. You're out of here.
Yeah. Tough shit.
This is Sparta. Defined. We will become.
I've lost my car keys. I love how they somehow make everybody from every timeline look like one of these assassins guys. They somehow do it every time.
Built by friendship and family, love and loss, war and bloodshed.
Ooh, he has like the Leonidas kick. Apparently he can do it everywhere. I hope he yells this is Sparta as he does it.
This world. You carry the blade of Leonidas. Act like it.
You carry the blade of your penis?
Of Leonidas.
Oh.
It sounded similar.
It's the same thing.
The blade of your penis.
As you write your odyssey across the mountains and the seas, remember, the fate of Greece journeys with you.
Ooh, you play the Thermopylae?
It's like the Thermopylae deal.
Oh, no, they're... Are they? Was it Romans? Yeah, Romans, or was it the Persians?
Okay, same director, and I like him, so I'm excited. He did great with Origins. Or I think that's him. Actually, I'm not sure if that's him.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm Jonathan Dumont, creative director of Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Jonathan Dumont? Dumont?
In keeping with only hiring
Assassin's
Frenchmen?
Creed Odyssey is more than
well,
just
he's
an adventure.
Quebecois, so I don't know if it's exactly.
Oh, all right.
You will explore on land and sea one of the most iconic and influential settings in human history, ancient Greece. The golden age of Athens saw the rise of democracy, modern medicine, revolutionary art, and Western philosophy.
Democracy.
But it was also a time of war.
It's air quotes.
A devastating conflict between Sparta and Athens, the Peloponnesian War, divided the Greek world and changed the course of history. In this world of contrast
you
and opportunity,
still down for me.
This land shaped by the gods rages a battle between order and chaos. This is where your adventure begins. You, a simple mercenary, an outcast, to take on an incredible quest to save your loved ones and become the legendary Greek hero Greece desperately needs.
Legendary Greece? You've seen my oven.
And from around the world.
Who was you? You spoke at the moment.
No,
what hero are you becoming?
No, he didn't.
Passion and dedication.
He just said
project.
You become a greasy man.
We have continued to transform Assassin's Creed.
He said you become the legendary RPG hero something. Like,
of Greece.
Is it
RPG,
you play a historical hero? Like a historical character?
No.
But your Odyssey.
No, you're a...
Why?
By your Assassin's Creed is fictitious. Patrick.
No, but
I'm sorry, Patrick. You missed it. It will never be said again.
Chat room.
You choose your character. You're gonna be dude, or you're gonna be Alexios,
but
or Francis.
Or
Cassandra.
This is not historically accurate. I mean, everyone knows that there were no women in ancient Greece.
Also, who's ever heard of choosing a woman in a video game? This is ridiculous. I want my money back.
You share the bloodline
you
of a
cucks.
Legendary Spartan hero and bear his mysterious weapon.
Oh my gosh. People are going to have to go back and put a little cuck counter for you, Scott.
And they're going to take it out of context. I hate that word so bad that I have to make fun of it.
Why is it so bad? I mean, it's a...
The word cuck? Ugh, I hate it.
It's an awful word.
You're old enough now. My father's spear holds a certain burden, but... You're ready.
3 seconds later, he's cut off his own finger.
He had great courage.
Mom!
And he made a great sacrifice. You share his blood and the strength he possessed.
I know, everyone hates the word cuck.
The broken spear of Leonidas gives you access to powerful range, combat, and stealth abilities that you can unleash on your enemies.
I wonder if the female character will have some kind of... Ooh, this is really Sparta. Like some kind of...
This is really Sparta?
That shield went to the moon.
Yeah, exactly. He's... Oh, and he rains arrows on his bear enemies.
The bear's all
bear,
like, no fair, dude.
No.
Yeah. Bear, like B-A-R-E.
And for the first time, we have deeply changed the way we tell stories in Assassin's Creed. You can now truly interact
is ready
with
to play.
History.
Oh, they have
like never before.
They have multiple dialogue choices for the first time.
Both in weight and philosophy.
It's so crazy.
Were you able to resolve the situation without?
They're making
bloodshed.
The Witcher, basically.
The rebel had guards. I relieved them.
Interesting.
The more
you
witchery
the
series gets, I'm actually more into it.
Was worth more than that of soldiers doing their duty.
I wasn't even thinking about him, to be honest.
And what of the rebel?
See? Choose your dialogue.
I thought it said the robot
he should
died.
Be halfway through.
Like, I don't think this is historically accurate
you
at all.
You let that lunatic run loose. Are you sure that was wise?
I'm not sure approaching you was wise.
Our choices are like ripples on water. They seem tiny and insignificant
I'm
at the
sure
beginning, but they can become
is.
Devastating tidal waves by
it's
the time
Socrates
they run their
accent.
Course.
So great.
Over the next few days, you can experience this
I'm sure some
for
people
yourself
are going to be reading
here
it
at
like
E3
this.
In our playable demo.
I'm stoked.
And for you at home, here's a full gameplay sequence of Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Thank you. Have a great E3.
Watcha. All right, here you go. Let's see what we got. In-game 4K capture. Greece, 431 BCE. Is that before Christ, everybody? What does the E stand for?
Yeah, it's for everybody. We just want everybody to know.
Oh, look at this water,
ooh,
guys.
The water is nice as well there.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, the Minotaur. I wonder how legend they're going to go.
I don't know.
It would be really cool to explore, like, well, the Odyssey and...
So you're wondering, you want to know how deep into mythology they get. Origins did tickle around with
it
that.
Did a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was just enough for me. I liked it. Oh, and they're keeping the bird mechanic. All right. I like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at the bird!
It was great, but... A bird. Bird counter.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Get it? I did two things at once. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Double throwback.
Double throwback, everybody.
You know, the Greek setting really speaks to me.
That is a pleased person. Island,
Patrick likes greasy stuff. Of giants slain by the legendary well, his eyes were not
hey,
looking at her.
What's with your eye?
He's looking somewhere else.
Your eye looks funny.
We are a small but fierce group of rebels who pay you handsomely to help
it looks
us
real pretty.
Our Athenian oppressors.
Did you not? You didn't like Egypt, though, or you weren't into it, right?
None who face me? Him survive.
Yeah, did you play Origins at all?
I played a little bit. I just got sidetracked, as I do with so many games.
I do the same. But, I need to go finish it. What never finished. I hear the DLC's good.
World has already spread of you sinking those ships. There's a price on your head.
Oh, this makes me want to play Caesar 3.
Also world of Spartans landing on Mykonos. It's a very different game, but I see what you mean.
It just has that look of like rose petals and all that stuff.
That clean white stone and
yeah,
a lot of white and blue.
Yeah.
Gods protect you, Cassandra.
Thanks, Varnavas.
What's the thing on the bottom with like the the helms.
Oh, I don't know. I'm covering it with my photo. I should
threat remember. Meter.
Oh, we've been spotted.
Oh, you know what it's like? It's like,
the stars in GTA?
GTA 5, yeah.
Alright, run away. Hide.
Their stream is chunky. Why is their stream chunky? It's a little chunky. That isn't me, chat room. I'm on full-blown, full source speed here, so.
Yeah, it's chunky for me, too. But I'm downloading the game at like full speed.
Oh, this is really, really. This captures this the Greek look really well.
You're chasing your own death, mercenary.
Like you could do this in Origins too. Lots of horse arrow combat. Oh shit!
I like to call them ancient drive-bys.
Yeah.
Ooh, you have special abilities.
Sword fire.
Malleus the Invincible doesn't seem so invincible.
They're going very...
I think his you can't defeat me statement isn't factually accurate.
Yeah, he's kind of getting his butt kicked for a guy that's very confident.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Ouch.
Helmet didn't do him any good.
You really should have left me alone.
That Cassandra can fight.
And look, loot like Diablo, like the last one. Oh, dude. It's John, let me tell you this. The last game, and I think this one's looking like it too, is very it's very Witcher.
Eccentric.
It's very Witcher. So if you like Witcher.
Well, I like that. Yeah.
But I think you'd love these, because it's a whole different approach. Even the control scheme is much more Witcher.
I'm gonna play The Witcher again.
The Witcher's great.
I think I'm gonna play this game. It's not a threat meter at the bottom, it's not moving ever.
Well, she hasn't hidden or gotten her horse sprayed yet at a shop.
I don't know, I can't Marvis tell. Right. It might be a
Spartans
glitch.
Spartans have made themselves right at home.
Spartans have made themselves right at home.
Right at home! Oh, that's a nice helmet. Let's talk to that
I'm
guy.
I'm looking for Kira.
What do you want with her?
Only attractive people lived at this time.
The mercenary who bears the eagle of Zeus. You got my message.
It said something about pain we have.
They got a little bit of a dead face going on.
Mercenaries.
With everybody.
Athenians have enslaved our people for too long. Help us free Mykonos from their grasp.
They always have, though.
And you'll have more Rachmi than you can.
Yeah, honestly, it's. I think it looks really good for not, you know, pre-rendered CG or anything like that. This is in-game regular dialogue, apparently. So.
Yeah, it's...
Chat says they all look like John Stamos.
In a ground assault, but we're outnumbered.
And Neocles fights with the fury of Ares.
Join us in battle. If you're half the warrior says you are, we'll grind these Athenians into dust.
Listen, women didn't talk in that back then. That's historically inaccurate.
All right, Spartan. I'll fight with you.
You cucks.
But Diocles is mine.
To battle them.
Oh no, you've gotten Patrick on board with it,
yeah.
Scott.
Woo!
You shouldn't be proud of what you're doing.
I'm just proud to bury. I want to bury that word one misuse at a time. Wow, look at this.
Ooh, this
is just gone.
Like, there's some battle fighting. It's like Total War level.
Ooh, special moves. Yeah, it's...
Oh, this guy.
Ooh, look at that giant dude.
My name is Hercules.
I am Hercule.
Oh.
He cared not for your blocking.
Nope. This is where it gets a little soulsy.
Oh, it's the same system as... Ooh, wow.
It even
same
uses the souls.
Last time.
It uses the souls buttons.
Ooh, now he's all enraged.
Wipe the
hit
raid.
Him with a hammer.
Wipe up the raid. Go again. Tetsemi died. It's his fault.
Right?
Ow.
Oh, she got him in the balls.
Ooh. Yeah, it looks good. Holy poop, it looks so good. I mean, obviously this is probably a PC all effects on version, but...
Yeah, 4K too. That looks really nice. Mm.
Yeah.
Where's the man?
What's happening now?
Minotaur.
Minotaur, they are going a little bit.
Mythology.
And notice not a single mention. Or even glitchy screen to indicate that the Animus has anything to do with this.
Good, because they need to get rid of that.
Just I know they're afraid to just dump it completely, but just forget you ever did it.
Hey, look, October 5th, another game that's coming out before Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh my lord, dude.
Okay, that's it. And they're all dancing.
Oh, it's like the SNL just ended.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us. And thanks to everyone watching from home. To our teams, it's an honor to work with some of the best in the world. Congratulations on a great show.
I like him so much.
I know, I just want to hug him.
Even though he's just French, Jonathan Lithgow.
You know, he's...
I am an apot...
He's been at the head of this company for, like, 30 years, and he does it because he loves it. And there aren't many CEOs of giant companies like this that you can say that about.
He founded it, and he's just... He's one of those guys, man. He's amazing.
He's just into it.
He's a legend. Yeah, I'd love him, too. Together,
everything gets better. So have a great E3. Thank you very much.
It seems like just the most genuine dude.
Yeah.
Now go outside and play the games in the sun where it is the worst experience you will ever have.
It's mean. Making gamers play outside is like making a fish eat on land.
Yes, it is. All right, so... thoughts? Feelings? Well, what do you think there, Patrick? Did Ubisoft swing in and give you what you want?
I think it was a good show. There aren't many games that I think are for me. I'll give The Division 2 a try. I don't think I'll jump into Skull and Bones. But Assassin's Creed Odyssey is all I needed. You know, I think for a conference to do it for you, you really just need one game that you're gonna enjoy, and they definitely delivered with Odyssey. So I'm happy with the conference. I think it was objectively solid. There were a couple of weird moments, but that's the endearing, quirky ways of Ubisoft. So I liked it.
I did too.
And they have a solid lineup. They don't have a lot of super flashy titles. I mean, Beyond Good and Evil 2 is, but it's so vaporware that I don't want to count it. But they have a lot of solid stuff. So
right, I think I agree with that entire sentiment. And I also like how weird they are. They're weird in a very affable way. Like the motorcycle guy, like that stuff's cringy, but maybe it's because he's Finnish and I'm a sucker for just like weird foreign languages and accents and things or something. But he's just, I found him utterly delightful. Also, I think maybe my favorite thing is they came out showing real support, and others do this too, but real support for existing franchises that are running strong. So, you know, they want Rainbow Six and its community to keep on growing. They want this Division 2 to be a proper sequel for people who are fans. Like it, you know, even talking about For Honor at this point shows a level of commitment. I like that a lot.
If there's anything that we could criticize about it, is there weren't any announcements, right? Trials Rising, if you want to count it, mm-hmm. but everything else was either a game that's been out for a long time or a sequel that was already announced
or leaked or yeah. In the case of like Assassin's Creed,
list all the games. Yeah. It's Just Dance 2019, Beyond Good and Evil 2, Rainbow Six Siege, Trials Rising, The Division 2, Mario Rabbids, the DLC, Skull and Bones, Transference, Starlink, For Honor, The Crew 2, and Assassin's Creed Odyssey. None of these we didn't know about.
Yeah.
There was no announcement, basically.
For me, it's the surprise of the one that I saw that I wasn't sure about until I got to see it. Was Skull and Bones. I really want to play that, like, really bad.
Yeah.
John, thoughts?
You know, I think with a company like Bethesda, I get excited about almost everything they show. Ubisoft is never really going to be that for me, but I think there's a lot for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think that there were definitely a few that I'm really excited about. The new Assassin's Creed, that's a setting that I absolutely love. I almost always end up checking out Trials every year. So, you know, I think what they showed is good. I think they cover a big variety of games for a lot of different people. And they definitely had some stuff I was interested in too.
Yeah, I think it was all right for them. So up next in about 30 minutes...
Are we really doing it?
Yeah. Is the PC Gamer Show.
I don't have anything better to do.
Yeah,
so.
I probably could find better things to do. But
I was going to say, careful with what you say. That's a low bar.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.